Up.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's
Thanks, all about mayhem.
Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock and get out on the water.
Chris Kane's been not only endorsing the product but using the product on the lake.
Oh, enjoying the lake. It was 103, I think. So
wow.
We were out perusing the lake on Saturday having a great time.
Cool. Very, very nice.
Beautiful day.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. If you just joined us, we're here at the Doubletree Hotel for the first kickoff meeting of the 22nd year of the Touchdown Club. Sold out crowd for Coach Silverfield today. Doors open 10:45. If you show up, you might can get some seats. There might be a few seats that you can find. You
know, we're shuffling some things to allow for more seats.
Yeah, some people will show up. They'll find seats for you. But if not, you can listen to it on the bus here live with Justin and Phil. You can also watch it live on our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube page for the Touchdown Club and Arkansas TV, who's filming it. So it'll get underway around 11:30. Got a lot of people to recognize, Raj. A lot of special guests.
Be the first one.
In the house. And what's that?
I said be the first one.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
You know, we don't have a recap this week, so you have a little more time.
Yeah, Rex will be a little shorter today.
Yeah.
It is raining like crazy in Conway. They say it's flooding there. Yeah. And you can see it pop.
Strobe light behind you.
Yeah.
Shout out to First Electric and the group that were out there overnight. I mean, there was video. My Celine had put out, Samantha had shown me video going down Boone Road. Now, I'm on the Benton side of Boone Road, but going down Boone Road, and the pole snap. Transformer being out is one thing, but pole snap, everything else is going on. We were fortunate. I hate it for those other, but I tell you, it makes you just so blessed. We were so blessed to even have a roof over our head without any power and all that, but we were able to go get what we needed. So, let me give a shout out to people that listen to us. First of all, I was playing golf, met a guy that he and his wife celebrated their anniversary with me at trivia at Mainline earlier in the year. Bobby Harris, nice guy, reminded me that he had met me there, he and his wife Kimberly. Drew Previtt listens to the show. I met Drew. He recognized my voice as I'm talking to the guy there at the Home Depot in the contractor section where the masculine just flows. Drew Previtt, and then the fellow that works there at Home Depot, his name is Albert Pops, and he had heard me talking about getting a generator, this and that sort of stuff, and of course they do things like that. But he comes up to me, gives me a brochure on some stuff, and as he's walking away, Chris, he goes, and I said, well, Albert, thanks, I appreciate you talking with me this, and he goes, all good, good talking to you. He goes, strength and honor, and walks away. Strength and honor, dude. Strength and honor.
That's how you know.
That's how you
true
know.
True listener.
That's
well,
how you know.
Yes.
And to Albert, everybody that knows Albert knows he uses a phrase, it's a thing. I'm going to say it's a thing. Well, so anyway, thanks to Albert. I appreciate that. And Drew Previtt as well.
Strength and honor. I think strength now we may take something from this new Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. What would be the phrase we would take from him?
You mean offensive lineman.
What'd I say?
Cheerleader.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. It was like a cheerleader. Yeah, the offensive
line. We don't get signed, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
take from him?
What would be the phrasing that we would take from him that we like? One more time.
You know what?
The star.
Morning mayhem. Fate brought us together.
We started as strangers. We now are brothers.
Oh, front of the shirt, back of the shirt. There it is.
One more time, Chris, if you can. Let me hear it one more time.
Well. Yeah, that was an incredible win. Now I am very fortunate to be amongst you and to play in the same field where the same star holding on our chest. And I'm proud of us. I'm proud of how far we've come. Oh, man, this game, fate, brought us here as strangers, but this game, this star, this team will make us brothers.
We're gonna edit this. Listen to the crowd. I'm telling you, the boys are going nuts.
One, two, three, go!
That is the perfect locker room talk, and then the guys go together, and then he pops it off with Cowboys on three. You know, that is outstanding. The question you have, the Deshaun Watson. Let's hear the exact opposite. You can. This is Deshaun Watson complaining about the fans booing him at Cleveland, if you will, Christian.
Man, I didn't have no reaction. I think
the biggest thing is, I think you guys know too, and I think the whole world knows, it has nothing to do about the performance. It's a little bit personal than that. So I think that's it's a disrespectful thing. I'm gonna keep whatever I feel with me and my family internally on how I feel about that. Just move on.
But don't you think, Deshaun, that winning and playing better would eliminate some of that booing?
Last time I played on this field, I tore my Achilles. And that same fan base, they cheered when I got hurt. So,
oh boy.
Does that have to do with, what does that have to do with anything about performance? When a person get hurt, especially for your own city, and they cheer.
Yeah, you're in the wrong. Listen, you keep talking, man. You're just making it's making the situation worse.
He doesn't care because he's got a
240 million.
Well, yeah, and it's all guaranteed. I think if they cut him, it's $100-some-odd million dead cap hit.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to get paid no matter what. Now, just unfortunately, speaks to, you know, what he thinks about the people that he's supposed to be.
And what is Cleveland going to do?
Yeah.
Who are they going to name the starter? I mean, there's poor old Todd Monken is like, oh crap, what do I do now? The other story you mentioned, the running back for the starting running back for the
Ashton Jeanty
for the Vegas Raiders,
yes,
may be out for the year. Maybe. Ooh, seriously,
still evaluating. Yeah,
and then of course Mike Washington Jr., who was a great player for the Razorback last year, running back, he's had the best camp of any rookie. So he could be a star this year if he gets the chance to, if that happens, if Jeanty is really hurt.
Not just statistically, but he also has the highest Pro Football Focus grade, I believe, in the preseason among rookie running backs. So he's done great so far. Limited action, obviously, in the preseason. I think he only has like 15 or 16 carries. But hey, you know what? His number's about to be called, at least early on this season. We'll see how long Jeanty's out.
We mentioned earlier too that Coach Silverfield has named KJ Jackson as a starter. I'm sure he'll bring that up today, either with Justin and Phil and in the room. He's going to talk a little bit and then let me do a little Q&A, which, you know, that's what I did with Hunter Yurecek. But by the way, I went Friday, Roger and Chris. I went to the Governor's Mansion, and they had a function there with Charles Robinson, the Chancellor of the U of A, and Hunter Yurecek, and a lot of folks. And
you saw Hunter?
Silverfield. I did not talk to him. I
saw
him.
You did not. Y'all had to cross that. That's
no, we did not cross paths. That'd be nice.
I wish somebody would have placed some your place cards beside each other.
it was 1,000 degrees outside the Governor's Mansion. The energy was not really there in the crowd. It was because everybody was hot, man. It's like, can we take this inside?
People's house.
Yeah, that was on Friday, and
Governor's Mansion brought us together.
By the way,
now we're brothers.
The trophies have made us strangers.
Yeah,
we must endeavor to persevere.
At a little before 10 o'clock, we'll make the announcement about who's going to be speaking on October 12th at Simmons Bank Arena. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, we're there is not because we need all the 15,000 seat arena. We'll be on the floor. It'll probably be 1,200, 1,500 available there, and more if it's needed. So, but we'll announce that, you know, later in the day. I would do it now, but they've asked that we not do it until 10 o'clock. So we'll just wait till 10 to do it, and we'll share that just before we go to Phil and Justin. I mentioned congratulations again to DJ and Ebony. Happy for them. A great couple and a very cool deal. We're seeing a lot of Roger, a lot of comments on we're talking about Native Americans.
Yep.
I heard them say incorrectly, I guess, that. Maybe it was a Navajo. They said the first ever Navajo. Weren't the Wind Talkers Navajos?
I believe so.
Yeah, ever Navajo to play in the NFL. So now we've gotten tons of messages. I see Pigskin, who will be giving the prayer today. Maybe he will do the prayer in Indian cadence.
Fate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has brought us together to this Little Rock Touchdown Club.
The vegetable medley.
Do you know what's on the menu today? I had some people ask.
Yes, it's meatloaf.
Oh, okay.
You never go wrong. I saw the chef cooking up. I said, what you cooking there? He goes, meatloaf. I said, yes.
Yeah.
Meatloaf. We get mashed potatoes with that. Is that right?
Fantastic.
Someone says Thunderheart is one of my favorites with a Native American theme.
Thunderheart. Don't know it.
Yeah, I think that's got Graham Greene in it.
Hey, Christian,
yeah, go ahead.
Shane Broadway is trying to call. Would you get him if he buzzes on the hotline? Go ahead and try that again, Shane. Shane Broadway. I forgot to tell you he was going to call. Somebody says, wasn't Burt Reynolds part Native American?
Yes.
Was he?
I believe so.
I didn't know that.
I believe that's correct.
Somebody says, on Landman, Mo brings plenty.
Don't know
what that was. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Sure. I guess so.
Yeah? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
Somebody. Well, you know what? I don't know. Obviously, Richie Valens was from the Barrio, and you know, when did it go from Mexican into Native American? And all that. Where's that fine line there?
Well, what was Roman Gabriel? Somebody said Roman Gabriel.
He was.
Was he? Okay.
Huh? Well, at least he played John Wayne's Native American adopted son in.
Whoa. Listen to that. Hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Holy
oh, yeah.
cow.
Mind zone, mind zone.
Phillips says, I have never claimed to be a native actor, but I do have native blood. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Who'd you say, Roger? Roger, he was in, you were talking about...
Roman Gabriel?
Yeah, you said he was the son of...
what's the movie with John Wayne, Rock Hudson? He played a Native American in
the
several movies.
The other thing, Roger, the funny thing, you know, obviously, if you're Native American, you may not think it's funny.
Well,
it's
just, I am. I have Native American in me.
Is that we used to have, we'd have actors that they would just give an extra, a darker tan to, and sure. They would play.
Rock Hudson played one in the movie Winchester 73. Yeah. Is it 73?
Yeah, I believe so.
A young Rock Hudson played a chief. And a young Tony, what's his name? What's a girl who was killed in the Halloween? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Tony Curtis played a young cameos in this movie. Great, great Western.
The white actor who played the Native American in Lonesome Dove, and it was really, really terrible?
Played the oh my gosh, yes, he played Blue Duck.
Bad.
He played Blue Duck.
Blue Duck.
I mean, could you not have found somebody else to have played Blue Duck in that?
It was like the worst brown face.
Compared to what they did back in
Frederick
the day.
Forrest?
Yeah,
Frederick
it's not Forrest. As bad as John Wayne Frederick playing Genghis Khan.
You know what? It's about as bad as that goes. That's him. He played Blue Duck. But you know what? I think he had American in him. Yeah. Maybe his mother was Native, and she was defiled by.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. I just said
Shane
defiled.
Shane Bradway is on the line, by the way.
Hey, Shane.
Okay. by the way,
great segue.
Oh my gosh! Just get ready.
Hey, Shane.
By the way, we've got to talk about Ella Langley this weekend, which they say I hear. Of course, this hotel was full because of the a concert. But the big story on that is Drake. Drake, who was, for those of you who don't know, is he the top two or three rappers in the top
one of the best selling rapper.
Yeah, he's one of the best selling artists
of all time.
Of
all time. Yeah.
So he flies in with an entourage of about 30 people, rents out about five of those Sprinter vans, and shows up, and it's all over the internet. I don't know. Is it going to be a collab? Is it they call it the industry?
I heard something about them maybe having a song together. And by the way, Drake has more number ones than Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we stop it.
He does.
Boo!
I'm just saying, it's a fact. I'm not saying he's better than Michael Jackson. He just does.
You know what?
Such an insult.
Give me the five. Give me the top five Drake number ones. Give me the top five Michael Jackson.
I think Michael Jackson's better. I'm just saying.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just making the point. Yes.
More avenues to release your music these days.
That's right. The bottom line, listen, Drake is super popular around the world.
What does it say about me if I couldn't? The only way that I could pick out a Drake song is if you were giving me one of his and then one of Dwight Yoakam.
what in the telephone? Call me on your telephone. What is that
bling
deal? What is it? Bob
Bling.
Oh, hotline. Is it Bob Bling?
Yes.
Listen, you guys are better than me, Gunga Dan.
Yeah, he created quite the scene to roll in with 30 people.
He's there. Did they do a song? Is that what it was?
Well, that's what we're saying. We don't know.
I did not see. I just looked it up, and it, you know, the quickest answer was simply a fan of her music.
But why would you come to Little Rock?
That's exactly right. I think he wanted to make a scene.
Could he have been here? I mean, there have been other celebrities who have come here to Little Rock to meet with prominent businessmen in the area and just coincided with, you know.
But if they did a song,
so
it'd be like Alan
they'll
Jackson.
They'll go eat at Arthur's and take pictures, and you go, what are they doing in town?
Right.
Oh, they're meeting with so-and-so to talk about this business venture.
Ella has done a song with Big X the Plug, a rapper, so it wouldn't
Stop
be the first
it.
Time that she has
Roger,
done a song.
Roger, did you hear that? He
I
just
did.
Said Big X the Plug.
Right.
Can we say that?
Can we say
that on the air?
I bought three of those at Cupid's.
I have never heard of Big X the Plug.
Yes, you have.
He's
you know what?
Big.
Yes, you have.
Roger?
He's actually literally big. He's a really big
I don't think
big
I can make our announcement. I don't think we can make our announcement at 10 now when those people hear what Christian just said. They're not coming to Little Rock to be a part of the Touchdown Club.
No.
Big X Plug, is that what it is?
Big Extra.
X the Plug.
Like Ohio State, you got to put the in front of it.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass
Can you get those on Amazon?
Yeah, let's go talk to Shane Broadway. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Perfect segue.
Saline County, please.
I'm just glad to know you guys are still on the air.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, man. It's I mean, it is a
disgusting.
I feel bad for the people that are northeast of us, Conway, and is it Searcy?
Yeah, but, I mean, some of those areas
really
need it.
Well, I was talking about my Big X plug or whoever Christian was.
So, hey, we're talking
about. Might have cut the line.
Well, tell us. Listen, we got a big week in Saline County, Shane. Talk to us.
Talk to us, son.
Well, it is, yeah. Big Salt Bowl week. Happy Touchdown Club Day to you boys. And,
thank you, man.
Yeah, Big Salt Bowl week. And I'm here to make my own unveiling. I know you're going to unveil something big here after a while, but I'm here to unveil the speaker, guest speaker for the First Security Salt Bowl Coaches and Players Luncheon on Wednesday, David Basil.
How about that?
Speaker on Wednesday at the Saline County Career Campus of ASU Three Rivers, and we're excited you're going to come out and join us, David. I appreciate you doing it. We've wanted to do it for a long time. We know how busy you are this time of year, but wanted to get you out. I hope Roger's going to come with you, and we're looking forward to having you kind of give these guys a pep talk, talk about your days of playing, and that's what it's all about. It's what the whole Salt Bowl is about. It's about community. It's about football. It's about, you know, creating a memory for these guys, and so they're going to remember that you came and spoke at their luncheon, so I appreciate you being willing to come and do that for us.
High-level negotiations, just like our speaker on October 12th. This has been months in the making. Roger, I will have to hightail it from Darnell, although I still have not been able to lock in all the high-ranking officials there in Darnell trying. They may just completely not want to hang out with us that day. But, Roger, we're going, and we're celebrating the chicken fry at the Darnell.
You know what? It's an Arkansas tradition.
It sure is.
So we don't know.
It's 80 years.
Will a sitting senator who last seen at Bucky's be there?
I'm hoping he calls, at least calls. Real quick, Shane, what night is the Salt Bowl?
Friday night. Be Friday night at Bryant Football Stadium. And I'm glad you mentioned that. One thing I want to mention, it's obviously going to sell out because we're in a smaller stadium and not at War Memorial this year, but everyone is invited out to the tailgate party from 4 to 7. We're going to have 75 vendors. We're going to have 10 food trucks. Channel 7 is going to be out there live. I'm sure all the other stations will be too. So we've got a big tailgate party before the game, so you can do that. We'll roll out today the pay-per-view options. If you don't want to go to the game in person, we'll have a pay-per-view option. And so a lot of activity this week. We got a golf tournament today, the Salt Cup, volleyball Thursday, blood drives, peanut butter drives, clothing drives. There's something every day. Pep rallies tomorrow night across the interstate from each other. So there's something going on every day, and it's about community. It's about giving back. And then eventually Friday night we'll play football.
Did Benton beat Little Rock Christian the other night? I know it was a back-and-forth game. Who ended up winning that game?
I think Christian did at the last second. It was like a last-minute touchdown, I think, like 49-40. Great game. I watched most of it.
How many games in a row has Bryant won? Not talking about the Salt Bowl. I'm just talking about the 24 games in a row or something like that. Is that right? 2 years?
Something like that, Yeah, obviously they're gonna be pretty young. I mean, you've got 20-something players playing college football off the team last year, so they're pretty young, and so they've got some growing that they're gonna have to do. I watched them in Hillsville tonight, so
they got it going over there, man. It's impressive. They're not scared to play anybody. They're playing the number one, the national champion from last year.
We have a corner, Bryson Adamo, at UCA, played last year as a freshman. He's our starting corner this year. Coach Brown said, when it comes to mentality, he's just Bryant built. I mean, those guys are just different.
They're doing it right out there, man. It's impressive. Well,
that's part of you coming out Wednesday. I mean, you started the state weightlifting championship years ago. It was held at Benton. And that's the thing about what Bryant has done is they lift weights 48 out of 52 weeks a year, even on game day.
They're just
bigger and stronger than most teams are going to play.
So, Roger, I don't know if you remember me talking about this. My greatest win in my football career was not Texas, 42-11. It was not a game in Fayetteville. My favorite win and most important win was when our high school, Mosley High School, which was the laughingstock of the state of Florida my sophomore year, by the time we got to be our senior year, we had about 20 guys that were getting ready to play D1 football, and we had to go to Choctahatchee High School, speaking of Indians. Choctahatchee, which was the perennial huge school. They beat everybody, crushed you. They had 100 people on their team. But we were ready. We went out there and we got in a shout match, and all our big dudes started taking off our shirts and flexing, and it was a battle. And I think we won like 15-13, but it showed that we had arrived. And actually my high school did beat them again the other night, but it was the first time. So that, those high school games, all those rivalry games and all those things, man, those are the things you never forget. And I just remember how, matter of fact, we went out there and got grass. We got chunks of grass off the field. I'll never forget. This was the cheer they did. They would go, the band would go, it would play like a little thing, and at the end it would go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and the band would stop playing, and the whole, and they would have like 10,000 people. They would scream, like, gosh! I mean, like, maybe playing off the Indian theme, but they would, I mean, and I was,
like
I remember.
A war cry?
As a war cry. Yeah. I remember as a sophomore, I walked away, we were terrible, and I remember, I was like, it scared me to death. I don't want to go on this field. I mean, that's the most intimidating. I mean, had, 10,000 fans going crazy. Anyway, the point of it is high school football is really cool. It's where memories, you know, there's a great, Kenny Chesney was talking about the reason he wrote the song. Why, you hear that rumbling?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's the song that he wrote, the high school, about high school football? It's so good.
Boys of Summer?
Boys of, is that what it is? Yeah.
Boys and of Fall.
Boys of Fall.
Boys of Fall.
That's all right. There's a Boys of Summer, too, right?
Mostly
that's
right.
Cool. See, that's, if I'm a, here's what I,
that's by Don Henley.
I always,
Don Henley.
I give all of my answers as if I'm on a game show.
Boys of Summer. So he said,
that's the only reason
if you hadn't seen it, Kenny Chesney reshared a speech that Sean Payton gave a high school team, went and gave it a few years back, and it was really good talking about, This is really what it's all about. This is the coolest, the lowest level of togetherness and why you're here and why you love
the game. Purest form of football.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah, it's really good stuff. So, well, Shane, thanks for all you do there in the community. And look forward to being there with
you. You may have to resurrect. Go get that trophy speech Wednesday. It may be a good one.
Yes, for sure, my friend, for sure. All right, well, listen, thanks again, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, 7:28. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Somebody said Thunderheart starred Val Kilmer,
and
Graham Greene, and Sam Shepard. I've not seen Thunderheart. I've not seen that.
No. You know what? Tina Turner was great in it.
Here says, Mo Brings Plenty was on Yellowstone. Lou Diamond Phillips was as Henry Standing Bear on the show Longmire. That's a great name. Henry Standing Bear.
I think he played a Native American in a really terrible, terrible movie where his father and a few other folks are ghosts. And Lou Diamond plays a detective or something like that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know the movie I'm talking about? It's a great, terrible movie where they're zombies, or not zombies, but they're ghosts and all that. And I think he helps his father with peace, or his dead father helps him. I don't know.
So it says Blue Duck had a Mexican mother. His father was the leader of the Comanche during the Rangers' younger years. He was cast out by his father and created his own gang that didn't follow the old ways.
He was not 100%. He couldn't have been a made man. He was not 100%.
Right.
But so I knew there was something. But still,
like it still looked,
but still,
it still looked really stupid.
It looked like Blue Duck was a biker.
It's
no
a
disrespect.
Great show. It's a great
no disrespect
show
to any bikers. Good. It's a fantastic show. That may have been the worst casting of it, I think. And I like him, you know. I like that actor. But
well, if you missed the speech that we're talking about that created all this, we'll do that. We'll play it when we come back. Sully says, good luck today, Baz. I know Silverfield is excited. He mentioned it during his opening statement yesterday. So much of it, he was excited about coming down to the Touchdown Club.
Yeah. This little luncheon down here?
Yeah,
he's excited
luncheon,
about this little luncheon?
I'm glad he thinks it's worthwhile to come to.
Wow.
Yeah, everything gets in the way. He'll start it. Wow, I don't know if people can hear that.
It was right there, Dickie Stevens.
Did you count the lightning before you heard it?
I don't know if you can see my eyes, but they shot up right.
Yes.
I watched. It was through the banner.
Christian, if you can, please find the clip of Roger telling us about the time.
Lightning and thunder?
Like, I mean, nobody describes it, but almost like an Indian would describe it, the Native American.
Exactly right. And I'm not offended by you calling me that.
If you would have done it in a Navajo voice, that would have made it a little bit more palatable to go, you know what, maybe he's right. But it's
I am right. And for you, let me tell you, you know what, this is what Liz Warren goes through every single day.
All right, don't go away. Live from the Doubletree Hotel.
Oh, Doubletree.
Touchdown Club. Oh, double!
I think that may be. Is it Doubletree? Go raising, to Doubletree.
Why are you raising your hands?
It's Fork It. You just have
Fork
to.
In the road. Okay. Yeah. Don't go away. 7:30.
Sorry, Gemma.